Lowe's knows that your deadlines don't change, even when your job does. But with Lowe's Buy Online, Pick Up in Store, we'll help you adjust on the fly. And when you absolutely can't leave the project, we can deliver to your job site as soon as same day. Lowe's knows pros. We help you save. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
As you probably heard, Cabinet has agreed to sign off on the MICA grant by extending the scheme to include homeowners in counties Clare and Limerick. The estimated cost of the scheme designed to help homeowners now stands at about $2.7 billion. It's probably going to be higher than that. Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Housing, said the total grant amount per home will be capped at $420,000 as previously announced. But the scheme will not cover another defective material, which is called Pyrotite, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, which have been lobbied and raised by campaigners for years to be included in. We'll get to that in just a minute, but let's bring in Dr. Martina Cleary, who's the founder of the Clare Pyrite Action Group and is travelling up to the protest. I think she's outside Leinster House right now. Martina, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm here. It's very busy on the streets. I hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear you fine. Are you happy with this announcement that you will be included in the redress scheme?
Well, obviously, yes. We've been campaigning really hard for two years really now for County Clare, so it's a huge milestone for us. And we were delighted yesterday to finally get the equality with other counties. I mean, you know, this county-by-county thing is nonsense as well. Like, this should be a nationwide scheme. But we're up here today. We're supporting all of the counties up here because we're all extremely worried on the fact that there's no pre-legislative scrutiny. You know, you're talking about $2.7 billion and it's not being put before. It's not been put before ITDs, and you know, bear in mind as well, like Catch Care got in yesterday, we've had no input whatsoever into any of the consultation, any of the stakeholder feedback. We don't know what's coming down the line, and the other counties have been afforded that. Like, we need to be able to see what's coming. It's going to affect our lives for the next decade, if not more.
What concerns do you have, though, that would require that pre-legislative scrutiny? What are you afraid might not be in the legislation?
Well, a lot of things. Like, we have pyrite in Clare, you know, and reactive sulfate. Now, you're talking about pyrotite, that's the reactive sulfide as well, like, you know. So these minerals have been within IS465 and awareness of them back since 2017. The fact that it's been concentrating on this mica and now it's going to be pyrite as well, like in most of the other counties. You know, like, that's these notions that have been leaked to us as well, that certain, you know, houses can be remediated. We've been told by expert engineers, if it's pyrite, reactive sulfate, that's demolition. So we're really worried, like, from what came out in November, you know, there was no indication there of demolition options. There was these kind of, you know, patch-up jobs, come back for a second bite of the cherry nonsense. Like, if you're living in one of these houses, it's I can tell you, 24-7, it's complete toxic stress that you're living with all the time. And now we've got this black mold issue as well. So you're living with actual mental and physical health impacts and anxiety. Your life is put on hold, your property is valueless, and you're stuck, you know. So people need to understand that. And, you know, this idea is $2.7 billion. This is going to be far higher, and it's not going to be just these one-by-one counties. This affects every single county in this country that has concrete blocks in it, essentially. So people need to wake up.
Can I ask you about your own home? When did you first realise there was an issue? And had you given any thought that you would be affected by similar issues to what was previously spoken about in the likes of Donegal and Mayo?
Oh, I was blissfully as naive as anybody else. Like, who would ever think that a concrete block, the most basic thing in your home, is something you've got to worry about? It happened to me in August. I remember the day, the 10th of August, 2020, when an IS465 engineer stood in my driveway in County Clare and told me my house was basically full of defective materials, suspected, and there was nothing I could do. It would have to be demolished eventually, and all I could do was patch it up and hope that it would last. Now, I pay a mortgage. My life was put on hold. I can tell you, and not to disrespect any cancer patients, but this is like getting a diagnosis of a terminal illness, because your life changes the minute you get that. And you know, the government needs to, you're talking about bricks and mortar and money all the time. This is like, it's about human lives. It's about community. It's about the impact on families. Like, our communities have been torn apart. The children are growing up with anxiety. I have members in my group have been hospitalized from stress, have had heart attacks, you know, are living with this. And that's going to be the next stage of our research now, is looking at that. Because if the government thinks this, if bricks and mortars are going to be, you know, compensating for, it's an awful lot more. It's the workers of this country as well.
Let's bring in Conor Sheehan, who's a Labour councillor from Limerick City North and who has been involved in this campaign as well. Do you share Martina Cleary's concerns, Conor, that this isn't scrutinised enough and they don't know if they're going to get the money and the support that they need?
Yes, I do. Because, I mean, for example, if you look at the 420,000 price cap, I mean, that was set in February. And if you look at how much inflation has gone up between February and now, and will probably increase yet again, like, that, first of all, needs to be looked at again. You know, campaigners have said it should rise by 9% to 460,000. Also, I know from what Martina is saying, like, a lot of the people that I talk to and that I deal with, it's pyrite is the big issue for them. Like, they're living in the absolute horrors. I know people who have floors heaving. They have big, massive cracks in their foundations.
But they're covered by this scheme, aren't they?
Well, they're covered. They were basically included in the pyrite remediation scheme at the end of last year. But the fact of the matter is, they're still fighting and they're still waiting since 2008. It was 2008 when these residents first identified these issues, and they've literally been fighting ever since. Now, they've been categorised into Category C, which is the worst category, but they're still waiting on a team to come out and assess the scale of the work that needs to be done. I mean, they actually found out that they had pyrite at first because they actually went out and had to spend nearly €4,000 a test to get these tests done to actually test for it. And it was after a decade of fighting with, you know, various different governments and ministers that they were finally accepted onto the scheme. But the fact of the matter is, their house is falling down around them, and they're still waiting.
420,000 is the cap. So look, that's the max that you're going to get. Who decides the cost of rebuilding the home? And let's face it, doing anything with regard to construction at the moment is a bit of a movable feast. So who decides that? It's all very well saying they're included in the scheme, but the price of a property can vary from one auctioneer to another. So how is the state going to get their handle on it?
It does. And you have this issue around the square footage of a house as well. And if you look at houses in more rural areas, say a bungalow that was constructed in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that the square footage of these bungalows, because they're single story properties, would actually be quite large and may exceed the remit of what is included in the scheme. And that's something as well to be mindful of.
Okay, just to finish up, if I can, by going back to you, Martina Cleary, how much do you think it's going to cost to fix your problem, to fix your home, to get rid of that recurring nightmare, as you describe it?
Well, you know, I'll tell you now, I have been so concentrated for 2 years on looking at other people's properties, I haven't even gotten to that stage. And the sheer struggle and fight, I can tell you, I have a really tiny bungalow. Now, I'd like to come back to the point that the gentleman made there and the question you asked him about who's going to decide. This is something we're extremely worried about, because up to the last scheme, you had access to an independent engineer who would come out and be able to tell you what your house was at, what stage it was at, and you could have these scientific core tests done. It's been handed over to a housing agency with no access to independent testing or structural engineer's advice. Basically, it's been handed back over to the government to decide what's wrong with your house and what you're going to get.
Okay.
And that is really deeply problematic. And there are very few engineers. Ireland is coming out with this as well. Several experts there. They will not sign off on that. they cannot sign off on that. You know, no engineer in this country is going to sign off on something that's not properly fixed. And what they're saying for pyrite is you cannot remediate it. You have to clear it out and rebuild it. You have to demolish it.
And that's where the cost gets high. It's a story, unfortunately, that is yet to run for many people. Thank you very much, Dr. Martina Cleary, founder of the Clare Pyrite Action Group, who's in Dublin for that protest today. Conor Sheehan, Labour Councillor for Limerick City North as well.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.